Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 430.
On Now You Know.
So I think the big question on a lot of people's minds is, when is full self-driving version 13 coming out?
Ashok Elluswamy, Tesla's head of AI, said V13 is looking fire.
Elon said rocket emoji, sunglasses, smiley emoji.
And Phil Dwan, who works on that team, said happy Thanksgiving.
Oh,
why is there a 13 there? Tesla AI branch queen Kalina Brown said last Wednesday, can't wait for y'all to see what we have in store. And Tesla senior staff engineer Yunta Tsai posted 13.
Oh my gosh. I mean, this is so exciting. We've been using 12.5 for months and it's amazing, but version 13 is supposed to be 5 to 6 times better.
Last Saturday, Tesla reportedly was rolling out 13.2 to Tesla employees.
So it's only a matter of time now before Tesla releases it to all of us.
Well, it seems that Elon has been getting better with his timelines, because just as he said it would, FSD 13 dropped on Saturday, November 30th. Ashok Elluswamy said version 13.2 has started rolling out to limited external customers.
And Elon said, it's alive.
Look at all the stuff in there.
Wow.
People like Chris from Dirty Tesla got 13 and immediately tested it out.
He said, first drive of full self-driving version 13.2. FSD put itself into drive, drove out of my garage, drove on snow-covered dirt roads, and took me to my destination with no help, then parked itself in a parking spot.
Chris went on to say, I'm still skeptical that I will be able to get into this exact car and go to sleep while it drives me around.
But version 13 isn't the final version.
Right. I mean, this is a big step forward, but it's not the final version. So we're missing the point if we think that version 13 equals unsupervised full self-driving.
Right. Because there will be version 14 and there will be version 15. And I know this sounds crazy, but there will be version 16 as well. Just as we have gone from like version 10 all the way to now version 13, there will be more versions. They will keep getting better and better. And I'm sure we'll be talking about how, you know, all those differences going forward. It's just amazing the progress that they've made so far.
Omar from Homar's Catalog also immediately went out and tested version 13 and posted, the crazy part of FSD 13 is that there's no need to touch the steering wheel anymore at all. Press on the screen to start, it reverses out of the spot, starts driving, and then puts itself into park when it arrives. You get out, tap on the screen to go when you're done. And he said, just got back from my first drives. FSD 13 is sick, not quite ready to go wide, a few rough edges, but it's the biggest improvement yet. Reverse is awesome. The new start button is awesome. No more grandma driving. Bravo, Tesla team. Another masterpiece. Tastes like Robotaxi.
And Tesla AI posted new brain, who dis?
Yunta Tsai, who's one of the big engineers on the team, said, insane product push on the week of my birthday. We refactored the entire system to drastically simplify the pipeline, direct photons to control, yet providing a lot more functionality under the same Unify framework. It is probably one of the biggest rewrite in years when we began to set foot on the journey of photon count 4 years ago. Thanks across the teams for getting it to the finish line, from data, vision, compiler, system, firmware, UI, QA, PM, and a lot of other teams I may have missed, working insanely hard 24/7. Onward to the world of autonomous.
John Krause asked, is this a bigger leap technically and experientially than version 11 to version 12?
And Yun said, the first two, we deleted the image processing tuning that has nothing to do with information. The last 2 years, we simplified the control stack to make it more human-like. Finally, we can clean up what's left. Version 13 is like Raptor Engine version 3.
And to show the dedication and commitment that the Tesla AI team has, Yun said, I postponed my birthday until after version 13 is shipped. Now I can go eat the cake from the fridge.
And Elon said, Tesla is the best real-world AI by far.
So we are patiently waiting for version 13 to show up on our vehicles, and you can bet that we'll be testing it out as soon as it arrives.
I'm so excited to be part of our autonomous driving future.
And by the way, if you haven't seen our 10-part autonomous driving future video series, you should really go check that out. We'll post the link down below.
I'm just so excited that the car now reverses because normally you'd have to get the car, you know, ready for the road, and now it does that. And what I think is really interesting, and I didn't really think about this, when you look at your rear camera in the car, it just looks like another camera, but it's actually seeing a lot more than it's showing you. It's actually like 180 degrees or more. So backing out of space with that camera could actually be safer than pulling out forward, because when you pull out forward, the forward camera can only see about 90 degrees. You know how you're pulling out and you looked left and right? That rear camera can see left and right.
Unless you're in the Cybertruck, which has a little camera right up front, which also has 180 degrees. Makes you think about what the Robotaxi is going to have. Maybe it's just going to have those two cameras bumper to bumper.
Oh, 360 cam.
Start 2025 on the right path.
So whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or just take better care of the hair you have, Keeps has you covered. Keeps is discreet. They deliver treatments directly to your door in non-branded packaging.
Male pattern baldness is a genetic condition that affects 2 out of every 3 guys by the time they are 35.
Simply complete an online consultation to get matched with a provider who will tailor a treatment plan, if medically appropriate, to address your hair loss concerns.
Keeps offers both of the FDA-approved hair loss treatment options, as well as hair-thickening shampoo, conditioner, and styling pomade.
All treatment plans are personalized to address your unique needs and recommended by a licensed medical provider, specially trained in men's hair loss.
As part of your Keeps treatment plan, you can message your medical provider or the Keeps care team 24/7 through their secure messaging portal.
Treatment is delivered right to your door on your schedule with the flexibility of 3, 6, and 12-month delivery options. Plus, you can adjust, pause, or cancel your plan at any time.
Most Keeps men notice results within 6 months of starting treatment.
Over the last 6 years, Keeps has treated over 1 million men experiencing hair loss with science-backed ingredients.
Keeps has over 5,000 five-star reviews.
So get professional care for hair loss from the comfort of your home without ever visiting a doctor's office or pharmacy.
Thanks to Keeps for sponsoring this video. Hair loss stops with Keeps. For a special offer to get started, head to keeps.com/nowyouknow to get up to 50% off a 3-month plan and for additional product information.
That's keeps.com/nowyouknow. So the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has proposed a new statewide plan to offer state EV credits if the federal $7,500 tax credit is eliminated by President-elect Trump.
Okay, makes sense, I guess. I mean, Governor Newsom wants to make sure that all those EV companies in California are supported, regardless of what the feds end up doing.
Except as a part of his proposed plan, Tesla would be excluded from being eligible for state EV credits.
What?
Yeah, Elon responded, even though Tesla's the only company who manufactures their EVs in California, this is insane. Governor Newsom says it's about creating the market conditions for more of these car makers to take root.
Be honest, Gavin, it's because you have a grudge against Elon. Here's Gavin taking credit for why Elon has become so damn successful.
It's one of the reasons guys like Elon Musk and others have become so damn successful is because we've set price signals, we've created markets, we've created opportunities for investment. We're the number one manufacturer in the state for a reason. We continue to be the envy of the world in these policies, and LCFS is a big, big part of that.
And Congressman Ro Khanna posted, Tesla makes over 550,000 vehicles in Fremont, in my district, and employs over 20,000. Let's not play politics with keeping manufacturing in California. It would be foolish to exclude Tesla. Have we learned nothing from snubbing Elon at the Biden EV summit?
Elon says, success in spite of the state government, not because of it.
And on this week's Patreon poll, we asked, will this pass? So we'll have to see what the patrons think.
Now, is it that critical? I mean, do we really think we're going to lose the $7,500 federal credit?
Probably. I don't think it'll be fast, but I think it will go away.
Okay. And so then for those living in California, when they are going to go buy an EV, they're going to hopefully get an incentive, but it may not apply to Tesla.
And I think if you got rid of the entire incentive, Tesla would be fine with that. It's just that if you're going to unfairly give an incentive to other car companies because Tesla has the biggest market share, no. That's the government playing favorites.
Stop being successful. Why aren't you a loser like GM?
So last week we talked about how a Tesla Cybercab and a Tesla Optimus humanoid robot could eventually sell for $30,000 each.
Now Elon says that Optimus could sell for even cheaper.
Elon said, Optimus is a very sophisticated robot. It will be immensely difficult to get the cost to $20,000. Not easy at all, but it will eventually happen. Production volume needs to be above $1 million per year for that. Price will be driven by demand, but eventually, even price will get to $20,000.
And in case you're trying to justify spending thousands of dollars on a robot,
Tesla Optimus posted, got a new hand for Black Friday.
Elon said, let's give Optimus a hand for catching a ball. Optimus can catch a ball?
Your attention, please. Now playing in center field for the Boston Red Sox, Optimus. He's charged up and ready to go.
Under roos!
Doge Norway said, will Optimus be a good helper around kitchens, Elon?
And Elon said, anything.
Yes! Yes!
So was that ball catch autonomous?
Milan Kovac, who works on that team, said our new hand forearm with double the number of degrees of freedom now in action on the bot. There's 22 degrees of freedom on the hand and 3 on the wrist and forearm. This little video was made last night in the lab, teleoperated, so not autonomous, and is real time. Gives us confidence that we'll very soon be making all new bots with those on. Still some work to finish by year end, in particular around extended tactile sensing integration, much more surface coverage than the previous hand, very fine controls through tendons, and shaving some weight off the forearm. All actuation has been moved to the forearm, which has increased its weight. Interesting challenge around having enough squishiness / compliance and a protective layer on the fingers and palm without affecting tactile sensing too much.
And Elon said, nice work by the Optimus team.
And Elon went on to say, easy move to connect AI vision with arm actuation to catch autonomously. Will be done next quarter. We are testing the actuation and sensor system here. So yeah, that was teleoperated to catch the ball. Elon's basically saying that won't be hard to make autonomous very soon.
And I know this probably happened in a lab, so the guy controlling the robot was like a few feet away from the robot itself. But the fact that he was able to actually...
Latency. Zero latency.
Like, okay, and you might be like, well, I mean... No. Listen, Zach and I have been like making music for years. And one of the biggest things was we wanted to be able to like play a piano and have that MIDI actuate sound coming from a computer. That sounds super simple, right? Because you've used a keyboard before, like not a piano keyboard, like a typey keyboard. And that seems to work fine. But as soon as we moved to MIDI, it was like, ding, ding, ding. That latency was horrible when it came to music because right. You'd be like, and here's my part. You'd be like, what? Being able to catch like that is insane.
It really is.
And I'm so excited for when Optimus can do more than just catch a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how much force do you think a Model 3 roof can withstand?
Well, I mean, it's made of glass, right? So, I don't know, maybe like 5 guys worth? Or like 1,000 pounds?
Try multiplying that by 20.
How do you know that?
Nick Cruz Patain posted this. A truck in China loaded with massive logs tumbled on top of this Model 3. The Tesla owner inside sustained 0 injuries. Model 3 roof is incredibly strong. It can withstand 20,835 pounds of force.
Okay. All right. But he said that, but photos or it didn't happen.
Okay. You asked for it.
Oh, I kind of don't want to see that anymore. You're saying that the driver walked away unharmed?
Unharmed.
What?
Not bumped in the head, not like, oh, he's in the hospital, but he'll be fine. Just fine. Just completely fine.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Wait, was that a Model Y?
That was Model 3.
Oh, I thought it was like a Y that got smushed.
Right.
Wow.
It's amazing how tall it's standing despite being crushed by logs.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so when you're driving down the highway and you see that truck carrying logs,
stay away from it.
Use the speed of the Tesla as well to get away from it.
So Tesla must be thinking about its Christmas card because they have just released their family photo.
Look at all those new family members this year. We got Grandma S and Grandpa X. We got 3 and Y, Uncles Cybertruck and Semi, Cousin Robovan, Robovan. I'm sorry, Robovan. He really likes to go back to his heritage or whatever. Little Cybercab and...
Optimus, Optimus, you're facing the wrong way. Optimus, come on now. Look at the photographer.
I don't want to be in this picture. I feel so different from everyone else.
Come on, Opti. Just because you don't have wheels, you're still a robot in the Tesla family like everyone else here. You still have a computer and electric motors, right?
And we all have batteries. We gotta charge up.
Don't make me call great-grandpa Elon. Wow, did you think when we started the show, if I had shown you this picture and said this is what's going to happen in 9 years, that you would have believed me?
No. Because when we started the show, there was the Model S and the Model X, and that was it. And the Model S didn't even look like that.
But, you know, they forgot about great-great-grandpa Roadster.
That's true.
Why isn't he in there somewhere?
You can't get one today. Well, and they have the, you know, it's an updated Model 3 stuff like that. So this is what the family looks like now. And we've put great-grandpa Roadster out to pasture.
Well, it looks like Elon will be able to write off all of that Diablo 4 video game playing he's been doing lately on his taxes this year.
How can Elon claim that playing video games is tax deductible?
Because he posted this. Too many game studios that are owned by massive corporations. XAI is going to start an AI game studio to make games great again.
An AI game studio? Do you think Elon will be the lead game designer?
Armed only with his courage and his weapon of war.
Ah! Poppy, come on!
So what do you think the first game will be?
Gigafactorio, of course.
Yes. Or how about Skynet Rise of Optimus?
Comment down below with your XAI game studio's game title so they can get working on it. I think this is really cool. I mean, if you're going to have the greatest AI in the world, why not also have a game studio?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know if you get what can happen, but normally when you have a game, you have game designers who design everything you see in the game, right? Every road, every tree. But if it's AI generated, you can have a game that just never ends. It's like limited world, which I know you like to play.
Sure. And unlike the unlimited worlds, the procedurally generated, samey, the same, it just feels the same the whole time.
This could be really unlimited.
It could be.
Yeah. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
So Elon reposted what Cybertruck said, which is how four-wheeled steering impacts turning radius. This standard feature gives Cybertruck the maneuverability of a sports car. Check that out.
By the way, did you know that in the Cybertruck, you can turn off rear steering?
Right, if you're towing and stuff, right?
If you're in off-road mode.
Oh, which means you can't turn it off when you're trailering. Because when you have a trailer, you can't turn off off-road. I think they need to fix that.
I don't know if you... I mean, it's really helpful trailering.
Oh, I know, but there's certain instances people have talked about when you want to parallel to a curb or something where you don't want that to happen.
I suppose, yes. Cybertruck also posted at low speeds, rear wheels rotate opposite to the front wheels, enabling tighter turns.
What's the speed limit, like 15 miles an hour or something?
I think it's gradual because even on the highway, you can see a slight... Cybertruck went on to say, on by default, super useful when traversing narrow job sites, parking lots, and more.
I just think most people don't understand this because until you drive one, you don't get it.
You don't get it.
Once you do get it, you're like, I want this truck.
Normally,
there's not even a sports car that has this.
Right, because normally when you drive a truck, right, you turn and you take up this huge swath of area where the side of the truck is now moving into. Now when you move the back of the truck out of the way, you can cut corners way tighter. It's awesome.
And Triangle said, what about highway speeds? Do the rear wheels really move with the front to slide the truck sideways? Always wondered.
And Cybertruck said, yes.
Cybertruck then went on to say, at high speeds, front and rear wheels turn in sync, allowing you to glide between lanes. This translates to increased stability and reduces body roll that typically causes passenger discomfort. And you know about this because you just got back from another long road trip in the Cybertruck. How was it?
It was really good. I guess it does do that, but I hadn't really noticed it before. That, you know, when you're making those lane changes, it can really just kind of, instead of it going like, whoa, it's so... slight, but it really makes a big difference, especially when you have three sleeping passengers.
So when you think of all that new technology that went into Cybertruck, it can be easy to overlook features like Wade mode because it isn't as visible as, say, the rolling tunnel cover that you can stand on.
As Wes Morrill, Tesla's Cybertruck lead engineer, posted, published on Thanksgiving, thanks to whoever at the patent office was working hard. And of course, he's talking about Cybertruck's Wade mode patent.
Yeah, the patent describes how Cybertruck's battery pack is actively pressurized during submersion events so that liquid doesn't get in.
It uses a pressure sensor and a valve to signal the air suspension tank to use its air pressure to pressurize the battery pack. Amazing.
And hardly anyone knows about it.
It essentially allows Cybertruck to drive through flooded areas.
Or even become a boat for short periods of time.
Don't try doing that with an ice pickup truck.
Yeah, you said you wanted Cybertruck to be a boat.
If it can float and you could take like an electric outrigger motor and clamp it to the back of the thing and be able to, that would be so cool. I don't know.
I hope we get that at the delivery event down at Starbase. I really do. And it literally is a short-term boat, a temporary boat.
It's better than most cars.
And Tesla sent a new update horn sound to Cybertruck owners.
Cybertruck said, new horn, who dis?
And Scott Buscemi showed the new Cybertruck horn from an outsider perspective.
Whoa, so is this coming out of the pedestrian warning speaker?
I don't know, because it's really loud.
Right, so did they change something about how the actual like horn speaker, not a speaker, but basically the speaker, how that works?
Well, I mean, in old cars of yore, there had to be an actual little horn.
Right. And you'd give it 12 volts
and it would go,
yeah. And then you'd put two of them and then they would make a minor chord. And that's what you hear when you hear a horn sound.
But I don't know the answer to this. Does Cybertruck, have they replaced the actual horn with the speaker? Has NHTSA allowed that? But look, Tesla says that the new Cybertruck horn sound is a permanent change. So make sure you want it before you download it, because it seems to be a love-hate thing. Some people love it, and some people say that the sound kind of fades into the background noise and people don't notice it. I think it's very noticeable, but yeah, what do you guys think?
And the big question here about why it's permanent. I mean, if this is a software change, I mean, after all, this is a software update. It's not like little elves are climbing into your car and changing out the horn. Why can't it be reversible? I think I have a...
Conjecture alert. Hey,
conjecture time. So when Tesla tried to roll out like boombox mode and, horn replace mode, NHTSA got their knickers in a twist and was like, you can't do that. That's so dangerous. And they were like, you have to change it back.
Right on, right on, freeze.
And so Tesla was forced to change it back in a further software update. What if Tesla is saying that you can't change it back? So that way when NHTSA's like, change it back, they're like, we can't. Oh, sorry, we already changed it.
Oh, kind of like when you take off your side view mirrors after you bought the car, like NHTSA can't say anything about it.
But if Tesla could like grow back the side view mirrors through a software update, then NHTSA might be like, well, you have to. And then Tesla would be like, well, we have to. But if they're like, well, we can't reverse the horn sound, all these people who got the horn sound before NHTSA got all upset are going to be able to keep it forever because we either made the code a certain way so it wasn't reversible, or we're just pretending that it's not reversible.
It wasn't me. It was the one-armed man.
And also, do you think that NHTSA is going to change now that President-elect Trump is going to take office?
Maybe. I feel like the safety department isn't going to change too much.
I know, but a lot of their safety stuff seems like it's just old school for no reason.
Well, I feel like only go work at NHTSA if you are... Now, I think that might make things a little bit less safe, so we got to change it back, which is kind of what you want with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
And I just want to thank Solaflect for sponsoring Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeah, I mean, when we talked with Rob a couple months ago on our interview with him, they were so happy hearing from the Now You Know crowd that they wanted to help support Tesla Time News, and we're really appreciative of that. And so if you're like, what is Solaflect? What do they do? Do you have a job that you drive to, maybe in an EV, and you want to get charging at your job? Turns out that it's actually a lot harder to get your boss to go along with it for a number of reasons. One is that it's expensive to have to do all the trenching and to get all the electrical out there. Probably going to need like a panel upgrade. You're going to have to talk to your utility. And this is all the stuff that your boss is going to have to deal with when you're like, I want EV charging. And your boss is going to go, no.
Yeah, you know this firsthand because you tried it.
I tried it firsthand. I didn't get any EV charging at my work.
But what if there had been Solaflect?
So Solaflect is a little bit different. Instead of having to like do the normal electrical stuff, they drop off a giant solar panel tracker system in the middle of your parking lot, which isn't connected to anything, although you can drive your car up to it and charge, because it's getting all that energy directly from the sun.
And it charges four EVs simultaneously.
With free energy. You don't have to pay anybody for this energy.
Yeah, because the sun gives it to us for free. And if you're interested, check out the link below for Solaflect and see if this might be a good fit for your company's parking lot.
So according to Kim Kardashian's publicist, Tesla did not pay Kim Kardashian for Optimus's recent appearance on Kim's social media.
So Optimus didn't have to pay for the lap dance?
He got a lap... What?
You saw the picture.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was free advertising. I mean, she's reportedly can charge up to $2 million per post. So that was quite the deal that Tesla got, because she has 500 million followers.
It shows how...
I mean, only 11 million people saw it on X.
Oh, well then.
So Tesla started including charge port heaters on certain models back in 2020.
But to turn it on, you had to use the rear defrost button in climate controls, which also warmed up many other parts of the car, which obviously isn't so bad on a cold day.
But now, according to Not a Tesla app, Tesla adds charge port heater option in update 2024.44.
So with this update on 2024 Model X's and some 2023 Model Y's, you'll be able to heat up just your charge port.
So if you're not sure if you have this feature, if if your Tesla was made after 2020, you can go to Controls and then Service and look through your release notes for this sentence: heat your charge port in case your charge cable is frozen stuck. Go to Controls, Service, Charge Port Heater.
You can tell if you have a heated charge port on a Y or 3 by looking at the Tesla T logo. If it's centered under the hinge, then you probably don't have the heater. But if it's offset to the right like this, then you do have the heater.
And I want to point out, it's very subtle, right? That looks like it's centered. I took the picture kind of straight on. But yeah, it's like a quarter of an inch over. Mm-hmm. And that's what tells you whether you have the heated one or not.
Interesting.
It's very, very subtle.
So most people have actually been using this. They just didn't realize it.
Yeah, I think that's funny. You know, when you turn on your rear defrost, that actually turns this on as well, which is kind of a waste of energy if you think about it. Because if you're driving down the road and you don't need to be warming up your heater, why waste that energy? Also, when you prepare your car for supercharging, that also has been pre-warming it, which makes sense because you don't want to get the supercharger and maybe have some ice on it.
Interesting. So yeah, being able to separate out those controls seems like a great idea.
I'm just wondering why it hasn't happened sooner, though. I mean, they introduced this years ago.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they're working on like making the cars drive themselves or something.
So Tesla Manufacturing just announced picking up your new Model Y straight from Giga Berlin, and they have a little video.
Well, that's fun.
And it also saves a lot of money. It eliminates the 1,300 euro destination fee if you pick up your Model Y right at the factory.
Right. It saves Tesla from having to pack it onto a truck and ship it to a delivery center.
And you get a little tour of Giga Berlin and the small house.
So that's what the small house is for that Tesla posted about last week.
Yeah. They said Giga small house solely powered by the sun and Tesla Powerwall 3. I guess it's like a mini storefront.
So if you pick up your new Model Y at Giga Berlin, be sure to share photos and videos with us here at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
I mean, that's just such a cool thing, you know? And I mean, if you get a tour of the factory as well, totally worth it.
I think it was like Rory Sutherland. He had an example. It was like either Ferrari or Porsche or something. And he's like, you know, you could either get your car delivered for free or you could pay a small fee and be able to come to the factory, get a tour and pick up your car yourself at your own expense. He was like, that's really smart because it saves the company money. But it because you make it so special, people want to do it.
Exactly. I mean, did you see the look on their faces as they're getting handed like the plaques and they get to stand in front of some of the machinery? Like that creates its whole advertising for
exactly.
the company.
So Tesla announced on November 26th that it is temporarily doubling the referral program discount on new purchases if you take delivery by December 31st.
So instead of just getting $1,000 off a new Tesla by using a friend's referral code, you can now get up to $2,000 off. This is on an S, X, or Cybertruck. Unfortunately, the 3 and the Ys are still just $1,000 off.
And the double discount extends to certain parts of Europe and the Middle East.
Yeah, here's all the discounts you can get. Tesla North America said, big update to the Tesla referral program in the US and Canada. You can now earn $1,000 by giving someone else up to $2,000 off a new Tesla. If taking delivery before the 31st of December, they also get 3 months of free FSD supervised and unlimited supercharging.
So Tesla didn't just double the money off of the purchase for the person that you referred it to. But if your referral code is used, you can also get up to $1,000 in Tesla credits.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty good year-end incentive.
Yeah.
And Tesla has announced that the Model 3, Y, and Cybertruck are now eligible for end-of-lease buyouts for the first time. And these buyouts are retroactive on all current Tesla leases delivered after April 13th, 2019, when your lease ends. Tesla Lease Trust customers will be eligible to request a buyout, quote, directly through the Tesla app.
Okay, so this is a big deal, right? Because before this announcement, all Tesla leases were return only, meaning that at the end of the lease, you would have to return the vehicle to Tesla. But now lessees will have the option to purchase the vehicle at the end of the lease.
Yes, and Tesla has made it really easy. So here are the steps. One, you check to make sure your lease agreement makes your vehicle eligible. Two, on the Tesla app, you request the buyout. Three, submit your registration and title info. And lastly, pay the estimated purchase price plus the $350 buyout fee and applicable taxes. And then the car's yours.
So why did Tesla not have this for years?
I think it's a lot like the charge port heater thing. It's like a good idea, but they just didn't have the bandwidth.
I thought it was because at the time, Tesla was like, we actually want these cars at the end of their lease because we're going to put them on full self-driving and they're going to be robo-taxis for
so
us.
So maybe that's because they don't want the Hardware 3 versions back.
Maybe.
Cheaper for them to let you keep it and then you pay for the upgrade.
Instead of having to go resell a car.
Maybe. Although Elon did say that he would upgrade for free. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Let us know down below.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, according to the Associated Press, last Tuesday, Rivian CEO RJ Scaringe announced that they are going to be getting a $6.6 billion loan from the U.S. Department of Energy to build a new factory in Georgia to build the R2 and the R3.
Wait, didn't Rivian pause that factory a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm. But now, I guess it's back on as part of the Advanced Technology Vehicles Manufacturing Loan Program at the Department of Energy. But many have stated that it's possible that the loan may not go through in time before the end of President Biden's term, and that President Trump would likely quash the loan if he takes office first.
Elon said they should be at least required to get to positive gross margins with existing models before being given billions for future models.
I think Elon has a point. Rivian is still losing approximately $34,000 for each Rivian they sell.
But hey, if they get $6.6 billion for free,
who cares?
Who cares? Now we're going to have a factory for free. And you might be like, but those are loans, Zach and Jesse. They'll have to pay those back.
Will they?
Sometimes you don't have to pay loans back, especially when it's the Biden administration. And, you know, we've all kind of heard about this, but, you know, there's all sorts of like business loans that were given out during COVID that were just forgiven. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you don't always have to pay the loans back.
You led, RJ.
So according to the Financial Times, two Nissan executives told reporters that Nissan has, quote, 12 to 14 months to survive.
Yeah, Nissan has been in real trouble lately. They sold a third of their stake in Mitsubishi to raise cash.
Nissan has cut thousands of jobs.
And Nissan dealers are selling cars at a loss, and production has been cut by 20%.
And it's looking like Renault or Honda may end up buying Nissan.
That's what you get for having a lame EV lineup.
Yeah, Nissan led the industry with the Leaf in 2010, but they just seemed to take a rest after that, and their EV lineup stagnated.
And Elon commented, many car companies won't make it. Yeah.
That's what we've been saying for years. It's just that when we had been saying like, hey, they're going to go out of business, people were like, well, I guess that means that they're going to have a big thing where they all come out and go, we're going out of business.
Well, that was kind of it.
That's kind of what they just said. But like, I guess that people were expecting there to be like
a party,
a reverse ribbon cutting ceremony where they like tape the ribbon back up and they all go back inside the factory and disappear.
One, two, three.
I don't know.
Yeah. Next up, it's our buddy Will from Tesla Jigsaw on Cybercab.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. I've just been to London to view the Cybercab. And guess what? I flipping love it. It's beautiful. Just like the Cybertruck, though, it needs to be seen in real life to be fully appreciated. The slick front end is just gorgeous. I really hope this light bar makes it to the Model Y refresh too. I noticed that the gold rims around the wheels had been tidied up a bit after the Wii Robot event, and I loved the clean and simple design of the door mechanism. Beautifully engineered. These doors look more like wings though. They don't half stick out. There are a few solutions to this. Redesign them to be more like scissor doors where they swing straight up instead of out. Replace entirely with standard but automatic doors. Or stick to this design and solve the potential obstruction problem with software. Cameras and sensors that view their surroundings and only initiate opening when the coast is clear. Tesla, of course, are masters of complex doors, so don't doubt they'll find a solution to their sticky outiness. Although I guess when viewed from above, they perhaps don't stick out widthways any more than standard doors would, just higher. Do excuse my simplistic drawing, not to scale, of course. I did ask how on earth they drove this driverless vehicle into the showroom, given there's no steering wheels or pedals, but not even the Tesla employees saw it move. It drove in and positioned itself under the cover of darkness. It's probably just a games controller though, or even a secret Cybercab feature on the Tesla app. What do you guys think? Anyway, my full video on the Cybercab can be seen at Tesla Jigsaw. Thanks, guys. Back to you.
Thanks, Will. Your bird's eye view of the Cybercab was actually really helpful to me because I thought that they took up way more space, the doors, in horizontal space, than they actually do. Seeing it from above shows me that that's just not true.
So how does Tesla move Cybercab around? Comment down below. Do you think it's a controller or the Tesla app?
Or maybe they just give it a voice command. Cybercab, drive in there.
And make sure you subscribe to Tesla Jigsaw so you don't miss out on any of Will's great content.
Yeah, Will just visited Las Vegas recently. He tested a Cybertruck there in full self-driving, and he rode in the Las Vegas Convention Center Loop.
Nice.
So check out all that great coverage. Thanks, Will. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. So SpaceX has announced that Starship Flight 7 may take place as soon as January 7th.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Also, with the launch of 12 more direct-to-cell capable Starlink satellites, SpaceX has completed its first direct-to-cell constellation.
Yeah, SpaceX says today's launch of 12 direct-to-cell capable Starlink satellites will continue to provide reliable tech service wherever you may be. Starlink direct-to-cell works with existing LTE phones wherever you can see the sky. No special apps or hardware are required.
Elon said SpaceX is alien-level technology.
And guess how much of just the United States is inaccessible by cell phone? Meaning you can't be reached and you can't call out.
I don't know, like 100,000 square miles.
Good guess. Multiply that by 5, so 500,000 square miles, or 2 Texases are unreachable just in the United States.
And Starlink direct-to-cell will be launching in New Zealand soon.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to save lives.
I think that they should bring back the guy who is on...
the Verizon ads?
Yeah, they're like, can you hear me now? Good.
Can you hear me now? Good.
But he should be like...
dying.
We should be in the like the desert, in the middle of the ocean.
Can you hear me now? Yeah,
in the way up in the Arctic. Like, can you hear me now? Good. You know, because that's the... it's not just like, oh, I'm on my way to grandma's house. Which, by the way, I was in the middle of Connecticut and Pennsylvania this week and New Jersey. And I was like, oh, we don't have any cell coverage. That's nice.
So NASA's launch service program posted, NASA has selected SpaceX to launch Dragonfly. And if you're wondering what Dragonfly is, it's an 8-rotor rotorcraft that's going to fly like a large drone. And it'll be exploring Saturn's moon Titan, examining dozens of promising sites.
And SpaceX posted Falcon Heavy was selected by NASA to launch the Dragonfly mission to Saturn's moon Titan. So U.S. District Judge Rolando Olvera ruled in favor of SpaceX last week.
A group called Save RGV filed for a temporary restraining order to keep SpaceX from launching any further missions because it claimed that the water deluge system, which pumps water to cool the launch area, was releasing untreated wastewater and that SpaceX didn't obtain the proper permits for the deluge system. Judge Olvera ruled that SpaceX had made a good faith mistake and must obtain the proper permit, but that he would allow SpaceX to keep launching because, quote, being unable to launch would create various consequences for not only the defendant, but also the public at large. It would significantly delay and possibly destroy defendants' contracts with NASA to further the Artemis program and human landing system program worth billions of dollars.
It's important to note that the FAA and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services have all reviewed SpaceX's water deluge system and found no problems with it.
It seems that we were still just waiting on the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, or the TCEQ, for their final approval, which, boy, they've been dragging their feet on.
I mean, it's almost like it takes longer to do rocket science than it does to do basic paperwork.
SpaceX posted Falcon 9 completes its 400th successful mission and Falcon's 375th overall landing. Ryan Caton said, for context, since January 1st, SpaceX has launched the same number of times, 123, as the Russians since November of 2013, ULA since May of 2010, and Ariane Space since May of 2009.
Isn't that before SpaceX was like even a company?
No, they were around since 2002.
Oh, okay. But at a certain point, I think they're actually, it's going backwards.
Yes.
They're going backwards in time because they launched so fast. So SpaceX had 16 Falcon and 1 Starship launch in November.
And Elon said, and next year, Falcon is aiming for over 150 flights.
Wow. Also, in Q2 of this year, SpaceX launched 91% of all spacecraft launched. That is 659 spacecraft into orbit. Their next competitor, China.
China.
23.
Yeah.
The number 23, not 2300.
And again, legacy media doesn't talk about this for some reason. Oh, by the way, Starlink is on sale, so you can get 25% off until December 8th. That's $449 for the mini dish hardware, and monthly plans start at $50 a month for 50 gigabytes of data. Not bad. All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
And, you know, a lot of companies do this thing where they like, oh my God, it's Black Friday sale, Cyber Monday sale. It's the same price, but we're going to say that it's 30% off. Same deal, folks. Same deal as always. Get yourself the best razor on earth. Get 100 blades for free. Use the code Now You Know. They're not doing any kind of like BS, like, oh, special. Nope. Just head on over, pick yourself up one.
So Neuralink posted, we're excited to announce the approval and launch of a new feasibility trial to extend BCI control using the N1 implant to an investigational assistive robotic arm. This is an important first step towards restoring not only digital freedom, but also physical freedom. More info to come, but the convoy study will enable cross-enrolling participants from the ongoing PRIME study. Oh, so this means that like Nolan might be able to do it.
Wait, so just break this down for me as someone who's not a brain surgeon.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this is Neuralink allowing you to control an arm. You may remember in July, Elon said this at the Neuralink update.
I think an exciting possibility long-term also is to say, if you take parts of the Optimus humanoid robot and you combine that with a Neuralink, let's say somebody has lost their arms or legs, we could actually attach an Optimus arm or Optimus legs and do a Neuralink implant so that the motor commands from your brain that would go to your biological arms now go to your robot arms or robot legs. And again, you'd have basically cybernetic superpowers.
And Neuralink is hoping to have thousands of Neuralinks implanted in human patients who need it in the next few years.
Yeah, this is going to be another game changer. Because, I mean, not only did this change Nolan's life in terms of being able to digitally control things, but if he can now digitally control legs and arms, yeah.
It's funny how the two examples where it's like, come on, it's not rocket science, and also, come on, it's not brain surgery, they're doing both.
So in this X post about Grok, Viv posted, yeah, once Grok gets permanent custom instructions like ChatGPT, I'll fully make the switch. This is the only thing holding me back. This is why I still use both and a standalone app. I get too distracted in the X app and forget I wanted to Grok something.
And Elon said, coming soon. So Grok is currently on version 2, and Elon said that Grok 3 is coming this month and should be the most powerful AI in the world. ChatGPT has about 200 million active weekly users, and there are about 387,000 X Premium Plus users that get Grok with their subscription.
So I think most of the world doesn't know about Grok yet because you kind of have to be X Premium to have it, and it's a tiny number of people.
You actually don't have to be Premium Plus. You can just be Premium, which is a little bit cheaper.
It is a little cheaper. I think it's, what, $8 a month?
I think so.
And actually, they're running some specials. So, I mean, if you've been thinking about upping your game on X, maybe now's the time. Yeah, but Grok 3 could be really, really cool. I use Grok 2 pretty much every day now. All right, it's time for Going Green.
Time flies, doesn't it? Seems like it was only a year ago that Bargersville, Indiana Police Department decided to try out a Model 3 as a police cruiser in their fleet.
But it was actually 5 years ago. So in 2019, Police Chief Todd Bertram wanted to hire two more police officers, and his town council told him that he could do that if he could cut costs in other areas of his budget. Chief Bertram said, that's how it got started. I took the savings to the town council and they let me hire two cops.
Fast forward to today and a dozen Model 3s later. That's right. Chief Bertram bought 12 more Tesla Model 3s as he saw how much his department was saving on fuel and maintenance.
Yeah. Today, the 13 Tesla fleet saves his police department over $80,000 a year in fuel costs alone.
Chief Bertram says that all 13 Teslas cost about $400 a month to charge.
That's for all 13 of them. That's versus the six SUVs that they have in their fleet. So those are regular ICE SUVs. Those chew through $2,600 in gas every month.
Just six of them.
Just six of them.
And this has inspired other police departments to follow suit, like the town of Daleville, Indiana, which should be getting their first Tesla police cruiser this month.
Going green, baby.
In more ways than one.
So we interviewed the co-founder and CEO of Climatize, Will Wiseman, earlier this year.
He co-founded Climatize as a way for individuals to have access to solar energy projects that are raising funds. Their platform is super easy to use, and you can simply go to climatize.earth/NYK.
So the way it works is you go to the Climatize website, you set up an account, and if you choose to invest, you can do so with as little as $10. There's no investor fees, and this is open to all U.S. bank account holders over the age of 18. You don't need to be accredited or anything special.
You can look through their investment offerings and choose a project that you'd like to support.
Investment offerings on their platform have the ability to pay up to 10% annual target return.
Yeah, you heard that right. You can potentially earn up to a 10% annual return, and you're investing your money into solar energy projects across the U.S.
Beyond solar energy projects, Climatize is now offering investors opportunities to fund both energy efficiency projects in the form of heat pump upgrades for buildings and EV charging station projects across the U.S.
Thanks to Climatize for sponsoring this show. Visit climatize.earth/NYK or download the app and use the code NYK023 for $25 free credit once you've completed the onboarding process.
And obviously, we're not financial advisors, and this is not a solicitation to invest. Please consult with a financial advisor before making any financial decisions. All right, it's time for sunspots. So let's turn our attention to Italy.
For our Italian friends, if you're looking for a Christmas present that won't fit in a stocking, Tesla just announced the Powerwall 3 is coming to Italy.
Tesla is holding a launch event on December 5th in Bergamo. Cybertruck and Optimus will also be there. So if you attend, please, please, per favore, share photos and videos with us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
Italy's goal is to have 55% of its electricity consumption come from renewables by 2030.
And Italy has set the target of reaching 22.5 gigawatts of installed battery storage capacity by 2030. And check this out. If you're curious like we are about electricity
and sources
and maps, then a great place to go on the internet is electricitymaps.com.
We'll post a link below to a great starting point, which is their map page.
So you can zoom in on a country like Italy and see what's going on at that very moment with their grid.
Like, I had no idea that Sicily was 91% renewables. By clicking on Sicily, I could pull up a ton of up-to-the-minute data on their sources of electricity.
And then we could go deep diving even further to find that 62% was coming from wind.
Italy is beating the pants off of us here in the U.S. Like here in New England, just 18% renewables.
In the past 30 days, most of our electricity here in New England has come from natural gas in gray, and only a tiny sliver has come from solar and wind. There you can see light blue, and then you can't even see the yellow.
And that's why rooftop solar and power walls are so important. You can actually choose where you get your power from.
So if you want to get batteries and solar, but you don't know where to start, talk to our friends at EnergyPal. They will help you go solar and battery for less. They know all the rules, all the tax cuts, all the deductions, all that stuff. And just let them know that Zach and Jesse sent you. They'll do it for free. All right, it's time for our video contributor story. Remember, we need your stories, so send them to us, 2 minutes or less. Shoot them in landscape with good audio and no music. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week?
We got Sebastian and Orsi, and they went for a test drive without having to talk to anybody. Check it out.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. I'm Sebastian and my wife is Orsi.
We heard on your previous episode that Tesla gave out free test drives. So we took the opportunity to try it out here in Hardwijk in the Netherlands. And we definitely recommend it. It was really nice. We loved it.
We tried the Model Y, what you see over there.
And it's, this is the Model 3 that we tried out, each for 1 hour. And it was amazing. We definitely recommend. It's available till the 20th of November here in the Netherlands. And whoever can, please try it out. It's worth every time, every time. So we definitely recommend it. Thank you for the news and keep up the good work. We watch every episode. And now you know.
Now you know.
Aw, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I hope Tesla brings it back soon because it seems like it's really popular.
Yeah, and so this is where you could just basically walk up to the car, scan a QR code, get into the car, take it for a 1 hour test drive, bring it back. And so they were able to go on 2 1-hour test drives, Model 3 and a Model Y.
This shows you why it's so important to tell your friends and family because, I mean, I'm glad they heard about it from our show, but like, I think a lot of people outside of the Tesla bubble don't even hear about this.
Well, it's almost unbelievable that you can just like park cars somewhere and be like, hey, you want to try them out? Except there's no person there. The car is just sitting there. I think that people kind of need a little bit of a nudge to get going, just like Sebastian and Orsi did.
Wow, that was so great. Thank you for sending that to us, guys. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. This is just for our patrons. And how do you become a patron, Jesse?
You head on over to patreon.com/nowyouknow, and you can support us for just a buck a month. You will get the Patreon bonus stories every week. So you pay a buck a month, you get every week. That's a quarter an episode on average. It's a pretty good deal. We also have lots of other fun tiers over on Patreon, so be sure to check all of those out and choose whatever you're comfortable with.
All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the poll. Again, only our patrons can answer this. Do you think California Governor Newsom's plan to exclude Tesla from California EV incentives will pass. What did they say?
Nope. They don't think it's going to pass.
Yeah, I feel like those days are over.
It's a little stupid.
Yeah.
Little dumb to be doing that.
Little dumb.
I mean, California's already kind of pushed Tesla out as much as they can. I guess they just keep going. They're just doubling down. Just double down. Yeah. They already built Giga Texas, and they're probably going to move all their manufacturing over there if they really wanted to.
You know that Newsom named his son Hunter after Hunter Biden, don't you?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
All right. It's time for Elon's X's of the week. Elon said, whoever thwarts the will of the people will lose either their primary or the midterm election itself. The people have made their will crystal clear. I mean it. So that could speak to this as well. Elon said, I rewatched Office Space tonight for the fifth time to prepare for Doge.
I still can't believe Doge is real, but I think it's going to actually work.
He went on to say the F-35 design was broken at the requirements level because it was required to be too many things to too many people. This made it an expensive and complex jack of all trades, master of none. Success was never in the set of possible outcomes, and manned fighter jets are obsolete in the age of drones anyway. We'll just get pilots killed. He went on to say, some U.S. weapon systems are good, albeit overpriced, but please, in the name of all that is holy, let us stop the worst military value for money in history. That is the F-35 program. It's funny, the F-35 has been around for so long that when it came out, I think I was like in my 30s.
Yeah. No, I mean, and I remember it was like on the cover of all the magazines. There's new.
And now every year I'm like, this is still cutting edge.
Well, I think that the problem is you have all these people and warfare aviation has remained a guy in a seat with a stick and he's controlling stuff. And it's gotten more and more and more and more and more complex. It's gone are the days of like, you know, and now you got missiles. You got all sorts of
drones
and sensors and jammers and stuff like that. And now it's like if you can't pull enough G's to avoid a missile, you're going to die. So what's the point of putting the guy in the cockpit?
And future wars are all about drones and hypersonic missiles, like you talked about. Fighter jets piloted by humans will be destroyed very quickly. Elon went on to say the legacy media forgot that honesty really is the best policy. Now you are the media. Peter Diamante said humanoid robots are coming, $30,000 each, $300 a month, or $10 a day, or 42 cents an hour. Insane. How many would you own? What would you do with them? Seriously.
Elon said the future will be wild.
Vivek says, yes, it's true that cutting bureaucracy will reduce the federal deficit, but the real win will be its pro-growth effect. The biggest cost of bureaucracy isn't the headcount cost. It's that bureaucrats find legally dubious things to do that stifle freedom and depress our economy.
Elon said exactly. In a meeting with senior military officers today, they told me that it now takes longer to renovate stairs, 24 months in the Pentagon, than it took to build the whole Pentagon, 16 months in the 1940s.
All right, let me get this straight. You want stairs? All right, well, that's going to take a while.
Do you want 14 or 16 stairs?
Let's have some meetings.
Elon said, a friend of mine had a meeting with senior officials at the SEC, and they hadn't been in the building for so long that they couldn't figure out how to turn on the lights. So they were just sitting there in the dark with cell phone flashlights looking like demented burglars.
The lights are off, and they must be looking for a fuse box or something, because them flashlights, they're keeping me awake.
Elon said, very common mistake to believe that the legacy media only lies about areas that you understand well. No. They lie about everything. What are the odds that they only lie about the stuff you specifically know about? The legacy media is a click-maximizing machine, not a truth-maximizing machine.
This headline from Reuters, Musk says he wants to save the planet. Tesla's factories are making it dirtier. And Elon said, legacy media is a sewage pipe of lies.
He went on to say that making life multiplanetary for the first time in 4.5 billion years is what humanity will accomplish this century. Elon said a significant percentage of people don't even know that there is such a thing as national debt. Those that do often don't know how big it is or that our interest payments now exceed what we spend on our military. Only a small percentage understand that government overspending causes inflation.
So it's kind of like if your credit card bill minimum was more than your rent and you were like, everything's fine. I'm just going to keep spending money.
Elon said, did you know that 30 tech founders were secretly debanked? And by the way, if you haven't seen the Joe Rogan interview with Mark Andreessen, you really should see it. Elon said 1.5 pillows is the right number.
It is true.
It is true.
What
I was thinking about that.
What the hell?
If you just cut one pillow in half, you're all set.
You're goddamn right.
And wokeness says every single state shifted red.
Elon said all of America rejected the nihilism of the Democratic Party.
The AP said the IRS is at risk of losing $20 billion in funding without legislative intervention.
And Elon said, good.
He went on to say the IRS just said it wants $20 billion more money. Do you think its budget should be deleted?
And Elon said, well, the public has made their view clear.
And he went on to say simplifying the tax code will increase productivity instead of incentivizing bizarre tax avoidance behavior.
Can I just say, as a small business owner, that he is absolutely correct by this? Oh my God, the amount of times where it's like, should I do something stupid because it'll help me with my taxes?
I know, I'll buy a big truck.
What?
Elon quoted Dune, respect for the truth comes close to being the basis of all morality. Let that sink in. Ian Miles Chong says, RIP Dungeons & Dragons. Jason Tondreau, the project lead of D&D and senior designer at Hasbro's Wizards of the Coast, explains that the intended audience is woke and that Wizards of the Coast doesn't give a damn about what Elon Musk or any other grognard, a slur for old school players, thinks.
And Elon said, how much is Hasbro?
It's about $8 billion, so he could buy it. Elon said, you are so much more than the media now.
Ian Miles Chong said, this is why they hate you and X.
And Elon said, it was inevitable. The legacy media wants to keep their chokehold on the public. And then this SpaceX sign, and Elon said, the simple algorithm that I came up with to help me make fewer dumb mistakes in the future is incredibly powerful. Make requirements less dumb, delete the part or process step, optimize, accelerate, automate.
In that order.
In that order. Very important. Elon said the word cis is a propaganda slur. And in this post, Elon Musk says Grok will soon be able to read the omnibus bills that Congress likes to make and summarize them so politicians can't hide stuff from us.
Oh, the 3,000, 5,000 page documents that they like.
Here's 900 pages.
Here's the law that I want to pass.
We're
going to
vote on it today.
Elon said Grok can already do this. With Grok 3, we are adding all court cases to the training set. It will render extremely compelling legal verdicts.
I think this might be his biggest tweet of the week. This is huge news.
Grok the lawyer.
Yeah, no more LexisNexis for only the lawyers.
Did you know that you have rights? The Constitution says you do.
Nick says, breaking, Elon Musk just filed an injunction to stop OpenAI from going full for profit. Today is ChatGPT's birthday, LMFAO.
Elon said, OpenAI going from nonprofit to maximum profit is a total scam.
And Elon said, cancel culture has been canceled. He then posted, as Joe had said, no one is above the law. The community notes slays.
You and, pardon me, right?
For some things, maybe. I don't know if I'd go back to 2014,
please,
though.
Dad, please. Right, everything he did from 2014 on, he's pardoned. Blanket statement there.
All right, it's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
So Leonardo spotted this in the RoboTaxi event. So if you look really close at that phone, Plaid Airlines.
Where was it in the event? It was like on a screen?
It was like, yeah, just real quick. They were showing like how the RoboTaxi was going to work.
Plaid Airlines?
And on the phone was Plaid
Airlines. You think it's a joke or do you think it's going to be the name of his airline?
I don't know. It's weird that the phone was saying 4 o'clock and not 4:20 p.m.
Claire drove by her local Tesla showroom. There were a lot of Teslas ready for delivery.
Look at all those Cybertrucks, baby. Suzanne found this Cybertruck apparently parked illegally. Uh-oh.
Yuri spotted these cool Model 3s.
Alicia sent in this cool story.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. A few days ago, I was eagerly awaiting the delivery of my new KRT mini skid steer. I've been looking forward to this for weeks, and as I stood outside, I saw the delivery vehicle approaching. To my surprise, it wasn't just any truck, it was a Cybertruck. And as if that wasn't cool enough, the driver, who was actually the owner of the company, invited me to hop in and take a quick drive. Not only did I get my new mini skid steer, but I got a sneak peek behind the wheel of a Cybertruck. Now you know.
Wait, was that delivered by a Cybertruck?
Yeah.
That's cool. So cool.
She also spotted some other Cybertrucks around Southern Florida.
This reminds me of years ago when in community mail time, people would show some EV that no one had seen before. Mm. And then you just see more and more of them. Unlike the Toyota BZ4X, which you hardly ever see them even today.
They're the rarest EV there is.
Edgar spotted this Cybertruck in Woburn.
That's cool. Michelle spotted these Cybertrucks in California. Look at that one. Wow. Yeah.
And Graham got to visit Giga Berlin, and he even took the train to the factory.
This is the tour we talked about.
Yes.
Wait, so you could just take the train and pick up your car?
Well, he wasn't picking up his car. He was going with the UK Tesla Owners Club.
Oh, nice.
So they went for like a drive down to the Giga Berlin factory.
That's so cool.
That was really cool.
Jason got a shot of this slammed Model 3 at SEMA. Wait, can you actually drive that?
I think it has active suspension.
Do you have
suspension.
To oil the road?
No, I think it has active suspension. Oh, okay. I think it lifts a little bit.
Okay.
Joel spotted two Cybertrucks at the same time in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Well, that's a great sign.
That's a really good sign.
Christian spotted the Cybertruck. Well, it actually pulled right next to him.
And that was in Castleman, Ontario.
Wow.
Gustavo spotted this at Fenway. That is a Husqvarna EV autonomous lawnmower.
What's the ground crew going to do anymore?
So, I mean, this is the second autonomous EV lawnmower that we've seen at a ball field.
Wow.
Like a major league ball field. It's crazy. Mugasha spotted an Aura 3 Funky Cat at the GWM showroom in Kampala, Uganda.
I just watched The Last King of Scotland last night. How weird is that?
That is pretty weird. But I mean, can you believe it? There's EVs in Uganda.
That's
now.
So cool.
So when people are like, EVs aren't going to get anywhere. No, they're in Uganda now. So shut up. So here's a weird story. check out this Cybertruck with Nevada plates that Senzig found.
Okay. So what's so weird about that?
This is not in Nevada.
Where is it?
Switzerland, right outside of the Zurich Auto Show.
Wow. So they got shipped from Nevada?
Did it drive there? I don't know.
Maybe it boated over. Matt went to visit this new place. It's not open yet, but it soon will be. 7010 State Highway 71 at the Y, which is the intersection of State Highway 71 and State Highway 290 in Southwest Austin.
Yeah, so this is going to be a new gallery, service, and delivery center.
They need it in Austin.
They super need it. They need these pretty much everywhere.
On every block.
like all over the country, but I'm so glad that this one's coming to Austin. Max spotted this VW bus in Tucson, Arizona.
That's pretty cool.
I've started seeing a lot of ads for the VW Buzz. I wasn't expecting to.
Yeah, they're ramping it up.
And the last one here from Sean. He said, just wanted to share a great experience. I work in the beverage industry and recently did work at PepsiCo Fresno, California. They're currently testing and running the Tesla Semi. I was given the opportunity to sit in the driver's seat of the Semi, and what a surreal experience. Many have seen and been in a Tesla automobile making consumer commuter vehicles, and that's where it ends for them. Then you get in this massive Semi, and it twisted my brain that Tesla is actually making these. I was not allowed to video or take pictures of the inside, but I want to share with you my experience. It was unbelievable sitting center in the truck and then just sitting up and leaning forward. You could see almost everything in front of the Semi. Talk about better visibility and safety. The Pepsi facility currently has 9 chargers. One was a preliminary charger before they fully committed to the project, and the other 8 are set up like a supercharger station. They recently received 30 more trucks that are off-site at the moment and have been training the drivers and the technicians. I guarantee Pepsi will probably lose some technicians to Tesla in the future with all the training that these techs are getting, but that's just part of the business. I will leave you with one fun fact. Open butthole does not work in the Semi. Yet, the screen said the command was not understood yet. Now you know.
And of course, that is an Easter egg. You can try it in your Tesla.
Opens the charge port, which is funny.
All right, it's time for beautiful superchargers. And I just saw a building permit that implies that Tesla will be building a 168-stall supercharger here on South Glen Ave in Coalinga, California.
That's right off Interstate 5 freeway. Perfect.
Yep. Whoever owns the neighboring parcels, by the way, congratulations.
Yeah, open a lemonade stand. What if Tesla builds a solar farm here?
Well, according to the permit, there are going to be solar canopies with 151 kilowatt PV system and 3.8 megawatt battery system. So it's going to be a beautiful supercharger.
That's awesome.
All right, it's time for supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have filmed out there in the world.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Noemi and Miro from Marbella, Spain, from the newly opened 4-stall supercharger.
V3.
Supercharger. Right. So the chargers are located in an underground parking lot next to a 5-star hotel. You need to get a ticket and get it validated inside the reception. And that's that. Now you know.
Wait. What's the score?
And the score we are giving is
7.
7 out of 10. Now you know.
I don't know.
Well, hey, Zach and Jesse. This is Joe Tegmeyer. I'm at a new supercharger. It's a V4 supercharger here in Robstown, Texas. And this is really great to have this particular supercharger, not only because it's a V4, but this is really well placed in case you happen to be going to the Tesla Corpus Christi lithium plant, which is just 8 miles away from this location. Also, if you are coming to see the Starship at Starbase, especially coming from Austin, San Antonio, or even the Houston area, and you want to stop and see the Tesla lithium plant, this is an outstanding location. Also, as you can tell by my shirt, this is just a few days after the big catch for Booster 12 down at Starbase. Now, the amenities here are not always the best that I would see at some of the superchargers. Here we see a outlet mall. Unfortunately, it looks like it's mostly abandoned, so there's not a lot to do in the outlet mall. But behind me here is a Whataburger, so there are restrooms and you can get some food. Nearby there is a library, but again, this is kind of a small town, so not a lot to do while you're here supercharging. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it about maybe a 5 for the amenities here, but definitely a 10 if you are going to be traveling through this way often. And of course, as SpaceX continues to improve the Starship and their launch cadence continues to increase, this is going to be a very popular spot. So anyway, I hope that you enjoyed this quick review of a brand new supercharger here at Robstown, Texas. And of course, now you know.
Everybody, so made it out to the latest supercharger. It's not showing up on the map. This has been covered up for quite a bit of time since last year. So I actually just pulled in. I'm gonna try my luck, see if it's actually online or not. It's not showing up here. So let's take a look. As you can see, it's 8 stalls. Let's see if we can charge up. And no action. So these are still not online, but should be coming out soon. Yep, looks like I need to unlock the port from the car. So yeah, these are coming soon, and they do have the 15-minute parking only for general parking. So we'll see how that goes. There's a Wawa here, and then right down the street there's a 7-Eleven. But anyways, thanks for watching again, and I'll talk to y'all soon.
Hi, I'm Greta at the Portage, Michigan Supercharger. It has 8 stalls and it is a version 3. There is one pull-in charger for if you're towing and you're on the side of the mire. That's not very good, but it's better than the pay-by-the-minute superchargers in the middle of Michigan. Overall, I'd give it a 5 out of 10. Now you know.
Joe, thank you, Marbella, Spain. That was awesome. I love to see your reviews. Remember, we've got a website. Go to nowyouknowchannel.com/supercharger reviews, and you can put your reviews on there. You can look up other people's reviews. If it's already been reviewed, review it again. Things have changed, and you have a different opinion than other people. So review away. But what do we have for new superchargers in the world, Jess?
We have number 27 in New Zealand, the 6-stall version 4 in Botany.
We have the 8-stall version 4 in Ebersdorf bei Kolberg, Germany.
Number 28 in Missouri is the 20-stall version 4 in Joplin, Missouri.
We got the 16-stall version 4 in Leonberg, Germany.
Number 76 in Spain is the 8-stall in Camarago, Spain.
We have the 3-stall version 3 in Kunming, China.
The 3-stall in Jian, China.
We have 3-stall version 3 in Guilin, China.
Number 230 in Germany is the 16-stall version 4 at Lüderberg, Germany.
Number 30 in Denmark is the 12-stall version 4 in Viborg, Denmark.
Expanding from 4 to 8 stalls, the version 4 in Buhl, Germany.
The 12-stall version 4 in Bakersfield, California.
Number 517 in California. Number 2486 in the United States is the 20-stall version 4 at Marietta Hot Springs Road, California.
Number 25 in Thailand is the 4-stall version 4 in Rayong, Thailand.
The 3-stall in Haizhou, China.
Number 2156 in China is the 2-stall version 2 in Qingyang, China.
And number 36 in Finland, number 1330 in Europe, and 6866 in the world is the 12-stall version 4 in Tampere at the IKEA in Finland.
Of course it's at the IKEA, right?
Well, no, they're not Swedish.
I know.
That's Finland.
Sorry, Finland.
But hey, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Yeah, we do this show because we believe what Elon and Tesla and SpaceX and XAI and X and Neuralink and Boring Company are doing is important.
And we think that legacy media does a horrible job of informing people about what's going on with this technology.
For a decade now, we meet and hear from people on a daily basis who have no understanding of what is happening and what is about to happen. And that's a shame because this is some of the most groundbreaking advancements that we've ever seen.
You get it. But most people don't. We want to thank our patrons who support our whole team every week so we can bring you the latest news and ideas that are going to shape our world.
And if you want to become a patron and get your name here to show that you support this independent news and independent thinking, then go to our patreon.com/nowyouknow and support us. And we really appreciate it because honestly, if it weren't for our patrons, this screen would be black. We would not be able to do this show. So thank you so much for watching. We'll see you guys next week.
Now you know.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built.
50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.